This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, there was a massive attack on GoDaddy today. GoDaddy was hit by a massive DDoS attack, a very highly coordinated attack involving probably tens of thousands of machines. It's a very complex attack. And it took down GoDaddy's domain name servers and a lot of their clients' websites. It took down all of hosted email, all of the email that GoDaddy hosts, as well as their entire support center and more. Now, a lot of people are blaming Anonymous for the attacks, and you find this all over the internet. PC World here says GoDaddy goes down. Anonymous takes credit. There was a YouTube video posted where it tried to say they take credit. Here's a PC Magazine article. Anonymous hacker takes down GoDaddy websites. Look, this was a huge attack. I mean, it affected about 25% of all the websites on the internet. However, what if they are wrong about that being done by Anonymous? Check out this Fox News article, which has a quote from the user that claimed credit for it, Anonymous Owner, with a 3 as the E, of course. Anonymous Owner claimed credit for the attack and was quick to distance himself from the hacking collective that goes by the name Anonymous. He said, quote, "It is not Anonymous Collective, it's only me. Don't use Anonymous Collective name on it, just my name," he wrote after claiming responsibility. But then all of the mainstream media said, well, Anonymous is responsible for this attack. But I think they're wrong. I think we're looking at a psyop here, a false flag, and here's why. Here's CBS News saying Anonymous claims responsibility. Here's why. Yesterday on Prison Planet, Kurt Nimmo wrote this article. Obama plans executive order to force cybersecurity boondoggle on America. Now, Kurt Nimmo's a really smart guy. I know him. I mean, I don't know him as a friend. I know him as a professional colleague. I say hi to him all the time. I talk to him all the time when I'm there at InfoWars Studios. He's a really smart guy. And he put this article together talking about how the Obama administration is trying to put together an executive order to bring in sort of a cybersecurity police state. Now, if you're going to do that, though, you need a reason to do it. You need that to be a reaction to something. Classic problem, reaction, solution. So, what if you just stage the GoDaddy attack, blame Anonymous, and then everybody gets pissed off at Anonymous because all their websites are down, and then you use it, the reaction to that, to bring in your executive order of cybersecurity, which is unconstitutional, not passed by Congress, something that Obama just signed. That's the goal they're looking for. So I wrote an article on this saying, right here, GoDaddy attack likely a psyop to discredit Anonymous while pushing cybersecurity executive order. This was just posted on Natural News, which is why it's got, well, zero shares. I just posted it like right before I started this. But this story talks about the real goal of this attack is to get people to call for some kind of a cybersecurity executive order, which is what the administration really wants. It's a false flag, or at least it looks that way. I'm not 100% sure, but it looks that way right now. And typically, you know, Anonymous wouldn't harm everyday small business websites. They tend to target government and institutions and sort of secretive intelligence community type of organizations Stratfor Intelligence, those kind of networks. They don't tend to go after, you know, everyday mom and pop type of websites. They don't really care about that. That's not their target. So the fact that this was done to GoDaddy in a way that took down millions of websites of everyday people, it seems to indicate to me that this was done actually to discredit Anonymous and make people hate Anonymous rather than being done by Anonymous itself. Now, some of this is conjecture. I don't know Anonymous. I don't know anybody in it. And I don't, I'm not defending Anonymous and all the things that they do. I don't even know all of what they do. But this attack does not seem to fit the pattern that I've seen in the past where they've gone after, like, you know, company organizations, big police state, big government type of organizations. So this one has me asking some questions. I'm very skeptical about the mainstream media, because, you know, when the mainstream media jumps to this conclusion, anonymous hacker takes down GoDaddy sites, that just makes me wonder. And look at this. Here's the Twitter handle is anonymous owner. Well, if you, the term owner means that you dominated that group. So anonymous owner means someone who dominated anonymous, or someone who achieved victory against anonymous. It's sort of like we beat anonymous is what this handle means to me. If you play online games, then you know that this kind of terminology to own someone, or, you know, owned you, or even spelled with a P, pwned. To be pwned is to be dominated. To be owned is to be dominated. So this handle indicates that this is someone who's trying to dominate anonymous, not someone who is anonymous. So I have a lot of questions about this particular attack. This does not look like something from the official Anonymous Collective to me. It doesn't, I mean, it may be. I may be wrong in my very quick analysis of it, but I tend to look deeper underneath the surface, and when I look underneath the surface on this one, it looks like a staged false flag attack to bring in some kind of new cybersecurity measure. That's what it looks like to me. You can read my analysis right here on naturalnews.com. There's the DDoS attack on GoDaddy, and you learn there how to reach National News using our IP address, which is right here, 174.132.185.226. That's how you can get to National News, even if DNS gets seized or goes down. You can also read my article right here about why this looks like a psyop to discredit Anonymous while pushing a cybersecurity executive order. And again, I'm not 100% sure on this one. I could be wrong. You may have a different view. There may be other information that comes out in the next 24 hours that completely contradicts the analysis that I'm giving you here, and I'm fine with that. But based on what I see now, I have a lot of questions, and it looks like a psyop. So that's all I'm saying right now at this moment. We'll watch this situation and see what unfolds. But believe me, if you see Obama trying to roll out a cybersecurity executive order in the next few days or a few weeks, then you know that I was right. This analysis was right on. So watch for that, and I'll be watching it too, and we'll see what happens. Remember, if you want to be completely safe, go to prison, you know, and have a isolation security cell around you. But if you want to live in the real world, we can't be 100% safe. We shouldn't have the government coming in and saying it's going to protect us by reaching down our pants with the TSA at the airports, for example, or controlling everything on the internet. That's not safety. That's called the police state. So we got to have this balance between liberty versus safety. The world is not going to be 100% safe. I'd rather it be 100% free and take a little bit of risk of safety at the same time. So I know people disagree with that, but I'd rather have liberty. Give me freedom or give me death, as the saying goes. So anyway, your thoughts are welcome. Thanks for watching. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with naturalnews.com. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells.
We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics. We have morality. We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.